Welcome to this episode of Ad Agency Live. Now, before we actually get into this episode, I just wanted to personally thank you for taking the time to come check us out. We really appreciate our listeners. You guys mean the world to us, and you are the reason why we are creating this content. And I would also like to invite you to come check out ProfitableAds.com. That is actually our agency. So what we do is we help businesses such as yourself cut acquisition costs by up to 50%, meaning you can get people into your business using paid advertising for half the price. Now, you can't just pay us to do this work for you. We actually have what's called a partner program. And if you have an active business that is making money and you would like to cut your cost per acquisition and use online advertising to leverage for your business, I highly recommend that you come check us out at profitableads.com/apply or just profitableads.com and click the apply button. And I look forward to talking to you soon. Now, enjoy this episode of Ad Agency Live. Thanks. Welcome, fellow marketer, to Ad Agency Live with Zach Radford. And today, we're going to learn another amazing marketing tactic grow your business. Let's get into it. Hey, how's it going, guys? Zach here with another episode of Ad Agency Live. Now, in today's episode, we're going to talk about something that is overlooked 99% of the time when it comes to building out advertising campaigns, and that is, what part of the market should you be speaking to, okay? So how to speak to the right audience. Now, most people, most marketers, most entrepreneurs think that their product is fantastic and everybody on the planet should be using it. Well, that may be true to you. The market does not receive things all at the same time. So if you're trying to speak to the entire market all at once with one single message, they're not going to fully understand you. You're going to get some sales here and there, but it's just not going to make sense for everybody. So what you need to do before you launch your product, whether that's a course, a service, whatever business you're in, e-com, it does not matter. Find out who your ideal client is and how you're going to serve them, okay? So essentially what we have here is a circle, and this circle is the market. So for this example, let's say that we're selling marketing services, okay? Let's say we're selling market services to dentists, okay? And then so there would be this portion of the market would be actively looking for marketing today. So we want to be saying stuff like, hey, get your free consultation, all of these different things that would trigger a meeting, because this portion of the market is ready to have a meeting. These people are not ready yet. They're just getting started in the process. So if you're like, hey, how's it going? Zach here, let's hop on a call and see how I can help you do this. They're like, whoa, we're just getting started. I don't even know what I'm looking for yet. You don't want to talk to them, the same people. And these are just dentists. These are people that don't even know they have a marketing problem yet. And this is the mass majority of the market. So you need to think to yourself, whether it's a service, a product, e-com, does not matter what it is, who is it for? Is it somebody who's in the need right now? Is that who we're talking to? And if that's the case, we want to go higher ticket. Let's put an H there for high ticket right here. And if you want to try to sell to this portion of the market, because there's a lot of people, you might want to go low ticket. Or a low ticket front end with a high end buy in. So basically, if you were selling information products or a service, this could be like $300 to $500. Okay. In here, let's say this was dentists that are actively looking for marketing services. Like they have their hand up, like pitch me. I got a big problem. I need it solved. We need more butts in the seat. We need help me. These type of people, you can definitely market to them. And I would recommend selling a service anywhere from $2,500 plus a month. Okay, because they're ready to go. They have a need. You can solve that. Now, these people are just getting started. You can sell to them, but this is where a lot of competition is. A lot of people are trying to speak to these people that are just getting started. So my recommendation would be, this is a great source for lead generation. And you can approach the entire market if you want, but you have to do it individually, meaning you'd have to have multiple funnels. So my recommendation was to be pick where you want to be in the market and serve that market the best you possibly can. And so these are people that are just starting to research. You could probably sell them something, let's say $1,000, okay? $1,000, because they're ready to invest, but they're not there yet. They're not 100% sold that they need your type of marketing, your website design, your apps, your e-commerce product, your whatever it is you're selling. This market is kind of in the middle. They're just getting started. They're not sure where and what they're going to go yet, and they're just doing research like crazy. They're looking at you, all your competitors. Now, don't get me wrong, this is a great market to go after, and there's ways we can set traps for these people as they're coming to search for you within Google. You can do Google Ads is great as well to capture this type of market. But when you're first starting out, you need to decide, as a marketer, as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, who are you going to serve? Are you going to serve people that are actively searching for your product today, which is a smaller market, but you can charge more, okay? So let's say this market is already advertising, like they already have Facebook ads, they already have whatever the case is, and let's say your service was Google Ads. This would be the market, people that understand advertising that are dentists, and you could serve them. This would be the market that's like, hey, we're not doing anything digital, but maybe we're running newspaper ads and radio ads and it's just not working anymore. We need some help. They would not spend the same amount of money as these people, because these people understand that it's already working. And these people, well, they're not even advertising yet. They're doing referrals and different stuff like that to grow their business, maybe doing events, but they are not spending any actual money on advertising at all. So when you're speaking to these people, whether you're running YouTube, Google, Facebook ads to attract people into your business, the best way to speak to them is to the market you want to serve. So for example, the people that are actively advertising, okay, actively looking for more results from digital marketing, you want to show them a case study and say, hey, we're getting these results. It's going to make your life easier. You can get these results faster. Look, we've already done it. Let's have a meeting. That works great for these guys because they get it. They understand. Now, these guys, on the other hand, in the middle market, you want to talk to them about, how do we bridge that gap? How do we take them from traditional marketing into digital marketing? So that's the conversation that needs to be had. It's like, look, you're currently advertising, marketing, radio and TV and blah, blah, blah. It's not working the way it used to. Excuse me. It's not working the way it used to. So I set my drink here. So it's not working the way that it used to. So we need to bridge that gap by educating them on the process and what digital marketing can do for them. Now, we can convince them to come in and do some business with us, but they're not ready. They're not ready to jump in like these guys are. So we got to know who we're talking to. And again, this is middle market. Excuse me. Now, this mass market, they have no idea what's going on. Like they're not interested in advertising at all. They have a small practice or whatever the case is. They're happy where they're at. So why should they listen to you? So we need to convince them the benefits of advertising. So that's kind of how I would approach it. I would look at how to get more results, the difference between traditional and digital advertising, and then to the mass market, I'll say the benefits of advertising. So if you could see, these messages are different and they're hypothetical. I'm coming up with them off the top of my head. But at the same time, you do not speak to each segment of the market the same way. So think about your business. No matter what you're selling, what's your price point? Are you the most expensive in the market? If that's the case, you want to target people that are already doing what you're doing. If you are mid-range, which a lot of people like, and my experience as well, mid-range sucks. You either want to be the cheapest or the most expensive. Most expensive is great because it'll give you more margin, especially when you go to scale your advertising at a later date. But so that being said, their middle market still exists. You can actively go after these people. It's harder because they're researching and they're looking at all these other people. These guys already have somebody, and you can come and you can compliment what they're doing. And then the mass market is literally does not know what's going on. So you have to educate those people. And that's why you see a lot of people selling to dentists and other local service companies, like maybe a Facebook ad audit or a Google Place audit or something like that, a Google Places audit, for $300 to $500. And that works for that market. I've seen people selling stuff to this, for the mass market, for as cheap as like $25. Basically, it's opening the door to build other relationships with them, which is great. What I do in my business is I look at people that are already doing what I want, and I charge my pricing accordingly, and we go after that and we get that business. And we do that by, we recently just did an episode, maybe you heard it, we're talking about how we can make their lives easier, how we can get the results faster, and how we can get the more results as a whole. That's kind of how we pitch them and approach them, and it works well, because that's what they want. They want it to be easier, faster, and get more results. You solve that with your product or service, you're gonna crush it. So regardless of what part of the market, portion of the market that you're actively going after, think about this, okay? Think about your pricing. Think about the messaging that you're gonna be speaking to, who it is you're speaking to, and what's the best approach to market. All right, guys, if you're listening to the podcast and you're loving this content, and I hope you are, because we are bringing some amazing content your way, we would truly appreciate it if you would take 2 minutes and about 30 seconds and leave us an honest review wherever you listen to your podcast. It will mean the world to us. It allows us to reach more entrepreneurs, create more content like this, and bring it directly to you. So it's for your benefit, and we truly appreciate you and taking the time to listen to us, and ultimately get out there and crush your marketing, man. Know who you're talking to, and solve some problems today. All right, I'll talk to you guys soon. Thanks.